Hello and welcome back to 6:13. We're starting Parshas Bo. This Aliyah begins with the plague of locusts. Moshe comes to Paro and tells him that if he does not let the Jewish people go, God is going to bring a plague of locusts. And Moshe, before he leaves, the servants of Paro go ahead and encourage Paro to call Moshe back. They say, Moshe's causing such issues for us. Let him go. So Paro calls Moshe back and says, okay, who is going to go into the desert? Who is going to go to serve God? And Paro says, it makes sense for the men to go. You know, the men are going to be the ones who serve God. And Moshe says, absolutely not. It is not the men that are going to go. It is not only the men. Rather, it is the men, the women, the children. Every single Jew needs to go to serve Hashem. And Rav Hirsch points out, succinctly, but so importantly, it is not a Jewish belief to believe that there are those who stand between us and God. It is not a Jewish belief to believe that only men, as opposed to women, are connected to God. It is a non-Jewish belief to believe that only adults are connected and not children. Moshe makes it abundantly clear it is both the men, the women, the children. Every single one of them have a unique and personal relationship with God. We cannot outsource our relationship to God. We do not turn to others to pray for us. Sometimes we could ask someone for assistance to pray, but we, every single one of us, there is no concept of outsourcing our connection to Hashem. Every single person has a personal and unique connection to Hashem, and Moshe makes it abundantly clear to Paro. Our service would be incomplete if we are not davening together with every single man, woman, and children. It's such an important idea for us to keep in mind. There is no notion of others davening for us. Again, we could daven for others to have them in mind, but it does not take the place of our own personal tefillah. Each and every person's tefillah is unique connection of us to Hashem, and Hashem wants to hear from every single one of us. From the beginning, from even before we were a nation, Moshe makes abundantly clear that something... Okay, just lost service for a second, but yes, please, something important to keep in mind as we now, you know, sometimes, you know, people, you see these ads, this person will daven for you, that person will daven for you, it's all nice, but we cannot put our trust in another human being just because someone is a great rabbi, which they are. We cannot put our trust in them, we cannot put our relationship in their hands. It's like outsourcing my relationship with my wife to someone else. That sounds bizarre and absurd, because it is bizarre and absurd. I have a personal connection, and we all have a personal connection to Hashem. Please do not lose sight of that. Have a wonderful day.